granny then. I believe that's Irene.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are working hard trying to organize their newest public service venture, a library for Pine Ridge. Lum is especially pleased with this enterprise because it's helping him to gain the attention of Miss Fredericks, the new schoolteacher. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Grandpappy Spears has just entered. Listen.
Well, come in, Grandpap. Glad to see you.
Well, howdy, 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 Abner. How are you? You're asking you?
Oh, tolerably, I reckon.
You're all by yourself?
Yeah, Lum's over getting some advice from Miss Frederick on running a library.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Frederick, huh?
Yeah.
I thought that was Lum. I seen a while ago heading over towards the schoolhouse. Had on his Sunday suit, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's blue getting, serge.
Yeah, that's so on. He's getting awful big ideas in his head since he took up being a librarian. And then Miss Frederick told him he was doing a good thing for Pine Ridge.
A good thing?
Yeah, putting in the free public library.
Uh-huh.
She said he's helping both the young'uns and the grown-up folks get educated and get book learning and all such as that.
Sassy fresh. What does grown-up folks need educating for?
Well, I don't know, but Lum, he believes every word Miss Frederick says. He's even got to where he's going around here calling himself Andrew.
Andrew?
Yeah. Miss Frederick told him he's just like some feller named, Andrew Carnegie. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Never heard of him.
Well, he's some big city feller that's in the library business. Made quite a success out of herself, according to her.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Well, to be honest, Grandpap, I never did neither, but, Lum thinks he's something wonderful.
Well?
Just look at that sign he's got stuck up over in the library part of the store.
Where about?
Over this way, around here.
Oh, yeah. L. Andrew Edwards, president and head librarian. L. Andrew, six crittle prattle. What's that table for?
Well, that's to sit around and read and study and stuff like that. You want to sit around it and try it out?
No, I don't want to sit around. Wait a minute. Wouldn't that table be a good place to play checkers?
Huh? Hey, doggies, why didn't I think of that before? Why, sure, this library idea's better than I thought it was.
Hey, get the board out and I'll play you a game, Abner.
Yeah, I'll get this right here just a minute. You go ahead and sit down.
Yeah. This ain't a bad little old table. Where about you get it?
Why, out of the back room there. We had some feed sitting on it.
Oh, yeah, I recollect seeing it sitting back there.
Here. Now, which do you want, the red ones or the black ones?
Oh, I don't care. Give me the red ones. I'm unlucky with them. That'll give you a better chance. Make the game about even.
I don't need nothing to make the game even. Come on here.
What you got that line drawn down the middle of the floor there for?
Why, Lum done that. Divides the library from the store. See, over on that side... Uh-oh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you. We got a whisper over here.
Whisper?
Yeah.
What for?
Look, see that sign? Silence. No out loud talking in library.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to talk out loud, well, you have to get on the other side of the line. Lum just raises the roof about that.
Oh, I see. Well, excuse me. Go ahead. You move first.
Well, I done moved.
Well, wait. You can't move up there, Abner.
I can, too. You done it the last time we played.
Well, I never done no such a thing.
You did, too. I seen you.
I never done it, Abner.
Yes, you did.
That's cheating. You can't move up there.
Wait a minute. Don't talk out loud.
I don't care what the sign says, Dad. Blame it. You can't move a checker up there to start the game.
Now, listen, Grandpap. If you're going to cheat, just get on out of here.
Well, I don't have to get out here.
You done.
I've got rights, Dad. Blame it. I know how to play checkers.
You come over here and bannered me for a game of checkers if you ain't going...
For goodness sakes, what are you two hollering about?
Oh, I never seen you coming in long.
And get that checkerboard out of the library. Well, wait, Grandpap. I don't mean you have to get out of the store.
Don't stop me. I wouldn't stay in here and play checkers with that cheating partner of yours if he's the last man in the world.
Yeah.
Well, don't run off, Grand Van.
There he goes. Get on out of here. Look at him stomping out. Thinks he's so smart.
Well, do goodness, Abner. I don't see why you and Grandpap can't get along with one another.
Well, you know what he done, Lon. He claimed that I couldn't move.
I don't care what he claimed. We've got more important stuff to do. There's more to running the library than I figured there was.
Biggest cheat I ever seen.
Miss Fredericks was showing me how to keep track of which books is out and which ones is in and all that stuff. Which one's overdue and which is underdue. Granny, she's going to be a big help to us, Abner.
I seen him make that very same move, but I can't do it. Oh, no.
Abner, forget about checkers and learn a little about the library business. Looky here. This is a picture of the New York Library. Miss Fredericks gave it to me.
Eight and this five.
Granny, that's the kind of a building I want to get eventually. Look at that, Abner.
Uh-huh. If he can cheat, I can't.
Just look at that big stone front there and them windows. Them lines sitting out there beside the entrance. You know, that's what we ought to have, a couple of them lines.
Lines?
Why, sure. The New York Library's got two, and the library in the county seat's got a couple of them. That's how you can tell it's a library. Just like when you see a barber pole outside, you know there's a barber shop inside. Yes, sir, we ought to have some lines.
Well, maybe so, but it's hard to believe.
Hard to believe?
That lines can read.
I didn't say anything about lions reading.
Well, what they doing all this hanging around libraries for then?
They don't hang around. These lions are just set there by somebody.
Well, you don't expect them to just stay sitting there, do you?
I don't know why not. That is, except if somebody steals them. And it's easy enough to prevent that. We could chain them down some way or other.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Chain them down, yes, sir. That way they couldn't bite nobody coming in the store.
Bite nobody?
Why, sure. Lions just got awful big mouth, Lum, and long, sharp teeth. They're known as the king of the jungles, you know.
I know what a lion is, but the kind of lions I'm talking about can't bite nobody.
Too old, huh?
Too... Of course not. I'm aiming on getting new ones.
Oh, too young. Yeah, that's a good idea. That way you can raise them to suit yourself and tame them as you go along.
Abner, can't you understand? I'm just talking about the kind you get for decorations.
Well, we can decorate them. I'll get Elizabeth to dig up some ribbon summers, and we'll tie big bows around her neck. Oh, don't them little baby lines look cute decorated up that way, Lon?
For goodness sakes, can't you get anything straight?
Well, what's wrong now? Ain't I helping you with your idea? I admit I still ain't much in favor of it, because they're going to be an awful bother, Lon, but if you want lines, I doggone will have lines.
Well, of course I want lines, but not the
kind. Well, then what are you for goodness sake about then? Seems like every time I try to help you with idea, you get mad and disgusted.
I ain't mad and disgusted.
You are, too, I can tell.
Well, all right, I am mad and disgusted.
Well, I know you are. Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I don't know. I think I'll find Grandpappy Spears and sympathize with him. I know just how he felt whenever he stomped out of here a while ago.
Well, now, wait a minute. Come on back here, Lon. Now, I'll study up some way to help you get the lines. Honest, I will.
Let it go. Let it go. The lines is out. You watch the store the rest of the day.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lon. Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skint. See him coming yonder?
I can see him. You can wait on him. I'll see you later.
Oh.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, howdy, Lon.
Abner will take care of you back there. Sorry I have to be rushing. So long.
Yeah, so long, Lon.
Come on back, Squire.
Why, yes, Abner. What's the matter with Lon?
Oh, I don't know. Come on back, sit down.
He looks a little unhappy there. There's no serious trouble, I trust.
Oh, no, he's got some crazy idea that he wants to get some lines, and I weren't for it, so he got up and stomped out of the store.
For lines? What in the world does Lon want with lines?
I don't know. He gets ideas like that. I think Miss Frederick put this one in his head. He'll swallow anything that woman tells him.
Well, I'm a little afraid you might have a difficult time trying to get her to a whim like that, Abner. You know, there aren't many lines on the open market right at this time.
Doggett, I'd sure like to get some for him, though, just to see him happy. You know, he might be right. It might help Lum win, Miss Frederick. I'd give anything I've got to see him get married and settle down. Maybe then he'd quit getting such crazy ideas.
Well, now, if you're really interested, Abner, it might be that I could help you there.
Huh? I know this candy sure enough, Squire.
Well, I believe I can, Abner. I have quite a few connections along those lines. I might be able to do it.
My doggy Squire, you're a real friend. What, wait a minute, though, now, don't tell him. I want this to be a big surprise for him.
Oh, don't worry about that. Squire Skimp never betrayed a confidence. And he's always willing and ready to help a friend in need. Yes, sir, I'll tell you what I'll do, Abner. I'll do my best to get you a nice pair of lines.
Well, good for you.
For, say about $100.
$100? Dolly, that's pretty high, ain't it, Squire?
Well, you see, Abner, lines, you know, they're kind of out of season now.
Well, I didn't know that. All right, $100 then. I don't get hit the deal, Squire.